Hello, and welcome to my government project, where we will explore mental health through sports and different ways that it is affected. I interviewed two different people from track and their different experiences with the sport. I hope you enjoy. Hello, Rose, and thank you for joining me on this interview.
For sure.
So we are going to be talking about track freshman year because it was very different because of COVID.
Very cool.
And so we're going to talk about your experiences.
Lovely.
You ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So the first question is, why did you join the track team freshman year?
So I joined partly because my mom really wanted me to, and she's like, you should do a sport because you're not talking to people outside of your three friends, and you need to go meet people and, like, actually talk to other people and also be active, because she's definitely one of those parents who's like, my child needs to be active all the time. Anyways, and I also wanted to do it because I was like, I want to meet people and make friends. But I also was like, I don't want to do it unless there's going to be other people I know who are doing it. And so I think it was like just me and Jacob and like Esme. And maybe you joined.
I had joined later because I needed to get a physical in.
Yeah, and I remember that. And then, anyways, but that's why I joined. Partly because my mom and partly because I wanted to meet new people. And I was so bored. School was so boring freshman year. I'm sorry. I was bored out of my mind.
Okay. So, going off of that, what part did you enjoy most about freshman year track?
I think the community aspect of it, because it was like we were this like little family, honestly. Because yes. There's eight of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was you, me, Jacob, Judah, Armando, Esme. It was like six freshmen and then a junior and a sophomore.
Yeah.
And like Gracie and Brick. What's his name? And another guy who was a junior and he was cool. Yeah, okay. Anyways, we all know who I'm talking about. And it was just like this close knit little family, and it was also like we had three coaches just for the eight of us.
Yeah.
So like you never had to like fight for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so you always got like exactly what it felt like you needed, and the training was like really hard sometimes, but I also felt like I improved.
Yeah.
And it was really fun hanging out with you guys, because I definitely don't think I would have been as close with you and Jacob if I hadn't done track practice with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. Not only it was great for my mental health, because running is really awesome, and I learned that like I do like running to a certain extent, and like I can get better at it, but also again the community aspect of it, because I had great friends, and we had great conversations and great experiences. Like, at the end of the year, we all went to the coffee shop.
Yes!
That was so good, and it was so fun, and I was, like, I felt so, like, grown up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have my own community that I'm making, and, like, I have friends that were doing things, and it's so cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
So, going off of that, we obviously competed during freshman year track. It was very different than sophomore year this year. So what were your feelings while you competed?
I competed. Like, freshman year, I didn't honestly compete that much because there weren't many meets, mostly because of COVID. And also, there were a couple meets that I thought I couldn't do, but then it was like, oh wait, I actually can, but it was like too late to sign up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, I think the main race I did the 800, and I liked it a lot. Like, I was running, it was just, like, all you have to do is just, like, think about your legs moving for, like, 800 meters, and then you're done, and then you're gonna feel like you're gonna die, but it's okay, because you finished it, and that's super cool. I definitely, over, like, sophomore year, I had to run the mile. That was, like, the thing that I had to run, and that was not as fun. I mean, it was cool looking, like, being like, oh, this is what I've accomplished. Like, I ran less than a 7-minute mile, like that's really cool, but I also every time I got up to that starting line I was like, I hate this so much.
Yeah,
like it felt like there was like this sense of dread, like how did I get here, like what moment caused me to come here and like before the gunshot to like go.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely, I had a very love-hate relationship with the actual competitiveness of it.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. I have the same thing.
Yep.
So, with competing, obviously, it's very stressful, and it's very stressful leading up to competing. So, how did track affect your mental health, like, positively and negatively?
I think, honestly, especially freshman year. It overall was a net positive because I had more friends, mm-hmm. and I got to spend more time outside, mm-hmm. and with people who I knew cared about me, and like running also is just really good. Like the practice, I really liked the practices, and we had a lot of those and a lot of good memories from those. Mm-hmm. And honestly, and since freshman year, I didn't do as much competing. I had a lot of more fun at the meets because yes. I was just running around, getting Jacob his inhaler, getting you your water, eating coconut chips. Like, it was
like a
field trip almost. Yes. And so I had a lot of fun doing that. So honestly, freshman year, I think it was a very positive experience for me. Sophomore year was a little rough because we had change in management. Mm-hmm. And there were definitely some times where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And it was also kind of discouraging because it took so long. Some of the places we practiced were really far away.
Oh, my God.
And it took forever to get there, and then it was really stressful, like, being there forever long, then getting back on the bus. And I think that one was definitely less of a positive experience for me compared to freshman year. Mm-hmm. But that was mostly because, I mean, there was a lot of factors with that, partly because we had a much bigger team. And also, the coaches were all... We didn't have the same coaches anymore.
Right.
And it was kind of unorganized sometimes. Yes. How we had practice and who was doing what and where we were.
Yes.
But I did still have fun, for sure. I'm glad I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, going off of that, do you think you would have done track freshman year if COVID didn't happen?
No, I think I would have been less likely to do it, or less likely to want to do it, I guess. Partly because, yeah, mostly because, like, I would have already maybe probably had more friends, and so that wouldn't have been much of a motivator.
Right.
Maybe I would have been more likely to do it because some of my friends would want to do track. Mm-hmm. And also, I probably still would have been reasonably likely to do it because my mom really wanted me to do it in the first place, and so I don't think that would have changed. If COVID hadn't happened, she's always, whether there's a pandemic or not, she wants me to do extracurriculars. So that's, I don't think that would have changed much. But I definitely do think my reasons for joining track would have been different had there been COVID or if there hadn't been.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you did track both freshman and sophomore year?
I did indeed.
So did you enjoy track more freshman year or sophomore year? Why?
So definitely... I've talked about it a little before. Freshman year was so much better. Mm-hmm. It was like I had this like family that I could joke around with and say stupid stuff with and like just have all these experiences. And I feel like we just grew really close. I definitely don't think I would have been nearly as close with Gracie if I hadn't done track freshman year.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that just really made a very positive impression on me. First freshman year, and then sophomore year was less good, partly because management issues and organization, but also because there were a lot more people there who just didn't care.
Yes. Gosh, yeah. That's so annoying.
And like freshman year, like everyone cared.
Right.
They cared enough to go to meets, and sometimes maybe they grumbled a little bit, but they still did what they had to do.
Right.
At the end of the day, they got it done, and that was great, and we all kind of like knew that we would all do it together.
Right.
Sophomore year, the team was not as much of a team. There was a lot of cliques.
Yes.
And not a lot of people didn't feel the drive or just the commitment that I feel like you need to have in a sports team. Because track, you could argue that like technically it's not like soccer where everyone's playing together and you all have to work together to score the goal.
Right.
But you still, it's still like a family. Like you have to practice together, be ready to show up to meets together, especially if you're in a relay with other people.
Right.
Like you can't let you can't let them down. And I feel like, yeah, people just sophomore year, a lot of the team didn't care as much, and that kind of was off-putting for me. Yeah, so sophomore year was definitely better in that aspect. Freshman year was better in that aspect because sophomore year just wasn't, the community aspect wasn't as much there. I didn't feel, I guess, as safe on the team in terms of, like, talking and, you know, just being my natural self.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel like I need that from, like, a place where I go, like, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Right.
Yeah.
So, freshman year, mm-hmm. 8-person team.
Yeah.
Very small. We had some dynamics going on.
We did.
What were they during freshman year?
It was Gracie and...
Amarion.
Amarion. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Amarion the junior. They were basically, like, weirdly enough, kind of like the mom and dad of the group.
Yes.
I don't want to say that, but they kind of were.
Yes.
And there was a whole other thing with that. But, like, I don't know. Amarion really, like, he complained.
Yes.
He definitely complained, but, like, during track meets, he really showed up.
He really was a mentor during track meets.
Yeah.
He told us what to do, like, how to do it.
Yeah, he led the warm-ups. He started everything. He's like, all right, we're going to do stretches. And it was really nice because sometimes, especially since most of us were freshmen,
mm-hmm.
especially for our first track meet, like, we've never done this before. We don't know what we're doing. It's kind of nerve-wracking. We're nervous. And he really showed up and was like, he was a leader in that moment. And
right.
that was really good. So I feel like he really was the leader of the team. Gracie had done this before. She knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of balanced out Amarion when he was feeling kind of grumpy. And she was also, especially for the girls... like us girls, I think she really was a mentor in that way.
Yes.
Because she had done this before. And so we were able to look up to her and,
mm-hmm.
Use her as an example. Just also, like, in life, honestly. Like, whenever I was around her, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, it's an older girl and we're friends. Like, this is great. But yeah. And then the rest of us, it was like, you know, the 6 freshmen. We kind of just, I mean, the boys often, they usually split us up, like, gender groups, so the boys
right.
usually practice together and the girls practice together. But, I think, yeah, really the main dynamic was that, like, Amarion and Gracie were the parents and we were all the children.
Yes.
And, like, various capacities of off-the-railsness.
Yes.
And, you know, it was one big happy family
mm-hmm.
is what I felt like it was. And the coaches were the mentors and, like the cool aunts and uncles who just kind of brought it all together.
Yes.
And yeah, Coach Q, Coach Nash, love you guys.
They were great.
They were amazing. And they honestly also, like, I feel like helped me learn more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't just there as, like, to teach me how to run an 800 better. I learned life lessons from them, and yeah, I just thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Did you enjoy having such a small team freshman year?
Oh, yeah. I generally feel more comfortable in smaller group situations, I guess. Like, all of elementary, middle school, my class was never bigger than, like, 18. And that was when we were combined with another class. So,
mm-hmm.
like, my actual class has never been bigger than, like, 13 people. And so I'm very used to a small group size. 'Cause
mm-hmm.
it helps me feel... I really like getting to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, know how, because it helps me feel like maybe I'm not their best friend, but they're more than just a classmate.
Yes.
And I really value that. And so with track, I feel like I got to know everybody on, like, a personal, individual level
mm-hmm.
because we were such a small group and we spent so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
You learn stuff about people. And... that was just really, I don't think I would have been able to do that had it been a bigger group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have felt as, like, safe is the wrong word, but, like, I guess secure
mm-hmm.
in the fact that it's like, oh, these are the people that I know and I can talk and, like, they're not going to ignore me or I won't be unheard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, definitely that was really good. I really liked that. I just like small groups.
Yeah. So, was it, we had a way larger team sophomore year because we were combined with CVPA.
True.
Was it a big jump going from such a small team freshman year to a huge team sophomore year?
I felt like it kind of was. It was more of what I originally pictured when I started track.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't, like, super surprised, but it was a very different dynamic because there's more people that the coaches have to keep track of.
Right.
And there's more... it's more likely that you will maybe be forgotten or not seen. Although that was mostly, I was with the long distance runners and we were a smaller group of long distance runners.
Right.
So I did, and our long distance coach, it was like her and like 6 of us.
Right.
So I still felt like myself, I was on a relatively small group, and so I felt good about that. But whenever I was with the larger team, it was like, oh my gosh, there's 25 of us and everyone's talking, and like, it's not as cohesive, I felt like.
Right.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining me and providing your perspective on track.
No,
I enjoyed
problem.
Our conversation.
Me too.
So
thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Jacob, and thank you for coming to my government interview. I appreciate you coming to talk about your experience on the track team with me. So, we are going to start with our questions, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, why did you join track in the first place?
If I remember correctly, because when I first started, it was freshman year, and that's a long time ago. If I remember correctly, it was kind of a on a whim thing. I remember Christoph posting about, you know, the track team is going to start up, like practice will be starting soon. And I was like, that would be fun. Cause I used to run when I was really little, when I was like 9, I was a part of a track team. And I was like, this would be interesting. So I thought, well, I'll just show up for practice and we'll see how it goes.
So what part did you enjoy the most about track?
Running, I love running. I mean, like I said, I had been a part of a track team when I was a lot younger, but when the pandemic started, I got into running more, and it became a good habit. And so just being able to have an outlet to focus on running was really good. And I just really loved the people. I think it gave me a very good sense of community. Our freshman year was crazy with COVID. And in a lot of ways, I felt very disconnected from people, and like making friends was hard. So to have a group of people that I saw every day and was, you know, every day outside without a mask, and we could talk, we could have fun at the end of the day, it was really good.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously competed during track. What were your feelings while you competed?
Competing was and still is, because I still do cross country, was and still is very hard for me. I get very anxious about it, because I want to make my coaches happy, make them feel like, you know, the work I'm putting in is helping and the things they're doing for me is helping, but I also hold myself to the standard of, you know, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that. So competing is very stressful for me, and I remember usually after like every meet freshman year, at least I would just remember like going home, like taking an ice bath and just sitting there and being like, dang, like I didn't do well, or I didn't do what I wanted to do, and being really sad and like always hoping the best for next time, and the next time kind of being the same.
So going off of the mental health stuff, how did track affect your mental health?
I think that in some ways it was good for my mental health. I think that it did help me relieve stress freshman year. I mean, I feel like any physical activity, but I feel like especially just running, it helps you clear your mind. It's something to do and you don't have to think about it, and it helps you to just de-stress, and if you need, it's like take your mind on things, also if you need to, then think about things. But I would say that the sport as a whole and competing and everything, it was bad for mental health during freshman year when I started doing track. I also did the next year, but I really think the most about freshman year when I think of my experience with track. I was depressed during that time period, and I think it gave me an unhealthy level of competition with myself, which made that a lot worse. I was having a lot of mental health issues during that time period anyway, and I think that the level of competition and pushing myself didn't help that.
So you did track 2 years. Do you think you would have done or started track freshman year if COVID didn't happen?
That's a great question. It's interesting because, like I said, it's like it was very on the whim thing, and I feel like a lot of things I did freshman year, I think I viewed very differently then, because when I was in person second semester, it wasn't the entire school, and so the idea I had of school, of our school community, was different compared to how it is now that we're back, and how it even was the next year, just being back in person with everyone. Like, you view the school community differently when everybody's there. And I don't know, I think I would have. And I think that possibly even it could have been healthier for me if it wasn't COVID. Because to a degree, part of the reason I may have been having, it may have made my mental health worse is that once again, like there wasn't, it wasn't a huge team. Mm-hmm. And just in general, our school community felt smaller because there wasn't a lot of people there all the time. So I think I may have done it, and I think it may have even been better for me then.
Mm-hmm. So track was very different sophomore year. We were in a new building. We had different coaches. It was combined with CBPA. Do you think you enjoyed track more freshman year or sophomore year, and why?
I enjoyed it more freshman year, even though it was very hard on my mental health. I think that the times that I had with friends and with the group were very meaningful, and I still remember fun days and the fun workouts we did because I did genuinely enjoy it. And it's not that I didn't enjoy in sophomore year, but it was different. There was different dramas that happened with CVPA students joining the team. Not that anything they did, it's not just them in general, it's just specific people. There were dramas that happened. Obviously we no longer had a track, like a real track that we had every day. We had to, like when we had practice at school, it didn't feel like real practice. It felt like we were just kind of running to run. Mm-hmm. And then when we did go to Beaumont, it was just a very weird experience having to get on that bus and drive there for like 30 minutes, having less practice time, having to share that track with other schools. And there was just a general feeling of a little bit more discoordination among the coaches that year, which contributed to being a little eh. I lost my train of thought. And I was more involved with debate my sophomore year than I was freshman year, because freshman year I was a novice, which by the way, for listeners, I do debate. my freshman year I was less involved because I was a novice in sophomore year. I was competing a lot more, and I was much more committed to that, and it was much harder to balance my commitment between track and debate in that spring of last year, and I feel like that contributed to some stress too.
So we had a very small team freshman year. It was 8 people. And I talked to Rose about this, but we kind of talked about the dynamic of, like, Gracie and Marion with parents, and we were all the little freshman children. So what was the dynamic for you during freshman year track?
I definitely agree with that, like, it was kind of like Gracie and Marion were, like, the track parents. And because it was really that they were the only non-freshmen, and the rest mm-hmm. of us were all freshmen. And so it really did feel like that. It just felt very tight-knit. I just remember, I have good memories of Amarion giving me tips about my sprinting form and how he trains and how he gets better. And I just have great memories of pushing myself with you guys, like the workouts, like doing the 200 repeats workouts. And like the 50 meter repeats we would do some days at the end of practice.
I love those.
And just the fun competition it was, and just how close knit we were. I know I say a lot, but just really, like, we were really close. And like at the end of the year, you know, we went to the coffee shop mm-hmm. and we just had like a debrief, and just like it was a great year type deal. And it was just, I really enjoyed having those friends, and it was really good for me.
So did you enjoy having such a small team compared to the larger team sophomore year?
Yes, I did, for sure. Having a large team was hard, especially there being CBPA students, just because it felt like I just didn't know everybody, and I wasn't as connected to everybody, and it felt like it was like me and my group within the sport kind of trying to survive and exist mm-hmm. amongst the bigger group, which is a lot harder. Than when it just feels like, you know, you're all working together. I would say that I liked having a smaller team.
So was it a big jump from going to such a small team of 8 people to a large team of 25?
Even though it was a big jump, I don't feel like it was really hard to do that. It's just not something I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I think that, although I did say, you know, there were hiccups with the coaches and times where I feel like they could have coordinated things better. We could have done different workouts that could have prepared us better. I think they handled having a team that big well. yeah, I would say it's something I particularly enjoyed.
So we're both obviously not doing track this year, and I think that having that change from freshman year to sophomore year, for me at least, kind of impacted my decision. What made you decide not to do track this year?
It was partially that, for sure. It was also that when I made the decision to not do it, it was mainly because I talked about being more committed to debate. Like, I'm even more committed to debate this year than I was last year. But part of that has also been weird, though, because I ended up doing this program, medical program, that prevented me from competing in a lot of debate tournaments. So actually, towards the end of the year, I haven't been doing as much as I had planned to. But I also competed, I was part of it, competed in the half marathon training program, and that went into the track season as well. So I was busy with that. It was generally because I knew that I would be busier this spring. And I definitely am. Even regardless of debate, my schedule, like my classes, are very hard, and I have a lot to prepare for and think about as we close out the year. And especially in this month. This month is very, a lot going on. And, you know, the season is still continuing on during this time period, and I know that I wouldn't be a very good addition or member to the team at this time.
So thank you for answering my questions and joining me on this. Thanks, Major Francis, to listening, I guess. And this was my interviews on track and how it affected everyone. Thanks. Thank you all for listening and learning. I hope you enjoyed it and it gave you some insight into the minds of some track athletes and what happens during the track season.